Today we are celebrating two feasts of importance in the history of the church, and especially the modern church too. The traditional feast, which is almost all but forgotten, even by the traditionalists themselves, is today is the feast of all the relics. Of course, we have relics on the altar, one additional one today for the other saint. And this is to remind us that from the times of the apostles, in fact, even in the Old Testament, the relics of those who were close to God were important. And they were used by those who loved God for petitions which were oftentimes answered. In the New Testament, we even see that someone touched a handkerchief that had been St. Paul's to somebody who was dying, and the person was saved. That handkerchief is a second-class relic. But of course, we also have first-class relics. First-class relics are a piece of the body of the saint. It could be, usually it's a bone, sometimes very big, sometimes very little, sometimes it's skin, sometimes it's hair, but it's something that was part of their body, of the saint's body. And of course we have oodles and oodles of relics in many of the churches. Second class relics are something that belonged to the saint, a handkerchief or a book or sandals or whatever. Those are second class relics. And God uses that also to bring us many graces. And of course, third class relics, which is what most people have. And you get in the mail these holy cards with a little brown thing with a relic. That's a third class relic. That has been touched to a first or second class relic. But in itself, it is modern altogether. It is not part of the saint. But the grace of the saint still accompanies those third class relics. So now the relics that we have on the altar are first class relics. Bones, and in the case of St. Pius of Petrocina, we have his blood that was saved from one of the gloves that he wore. He bled continuously for 50 years, till just a few days before he died. And then, of course, today we celebrate another feast, which in the Pauline Rite was celebrated several days ago, but in the Gregorian Rite is celebrated today. Interestingly enough, because this saint was canonized by none other than Saint John the 23rd, around 1963, right before the council. It is a saint of a very dear saint to us, some of us anyway. It is the feast of Saint Martin de Porres, a lay brother from Lima, Peru, who was the son of a Spanish officer and a black free woman, and they married and they had two children, a son and a daughter. The son is Saint Martin de Porres. He learned how to be a barber, which meant also a surgeon. In those days, barbers are the ones who did surgery. That was before modern times. They were also dentists. And so any kind of cutting that had to be done, they did it. So a lot of things have changed since the 1500s. He was a good friend of St. Rose of Lima. He was a good friend of St. Toribio de Mogrovejo, Archbishop of Lima, Peru, another saint. Saints always are together in one way or the other. And he became a Third Order Dominican and was the porter of the monastery in Lima. He took very good care of the other friars. And of course, Dominicans like Franciscans are not called monks. They're called friars. And a lot of people misname them. You know, we need to know our terms. their friars, their Dominican friars, whether they're brothers or they're priests. And he also was a very good friend, and this is something too that the modern ancient needs to learn. He was a very good friend of animals in the basement where he kept the goods for the other friars, the wheat and the corn and whatever else they were going to eat. There were cats and dogs and mice. And he made a deal with them. You don't eat the friar's food and I will feed you. And so every day he would go down and feed them. And they became his friends. And so we see, of course, in the last few days we have been seeing about that cute little squirrel that was murdered by those crazy Democrats, oops, I say that, in New York. And for no reason at all, except that they have to be in power. Tyranny. They want to go inside your home, inside your bank account, against inside everything. And hopefully tonight, we will be liberated. But if we're not, then do we deserve what we get? And a lot of times, God gives us exactly what we deserve. So we pray tonight for a good outcome for the elections and for all the other intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I will bless everyone.